And now, we return to the purveyors of real estate knowledge, your Real Estate Chalk Talk.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for staying with us. This is your Real Estate Chalk Talk. 612-627-8000 is the number to call. 612-627-8000. We got Andrew in the show. So we talk about from Poor Perfect, poorperfectllc.com.
Poor like pouring?
Like pouring a glass of water.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
or
you.
Concrete. Or pouring concrete. Poorperfectllc.com.
Yeah, why not?
So Andrew did some work for us at a house in Eagan, and I was interested in it, and I was amazed at how well it turned out. It was such a good job. So we had a house that had a, and I had this happen in my house too, little roly-poly on the concrete. So the concrete had sunk down, wanted to put a new floor surface in, and, you know, you just couldn't really cover it up. You know what I mean? You had to fix it.
This was a garage or outside?
No, this was
patio
inside
or
basement.
Oh, basement.
Basement, in the basement.
Okay.
And
yours or the clients you're talking about? You said you had some.
Both. Well, we'll talk about two separate situations.
Okay,
in Kelvin.
That'd be great.
Thank you. Okay. So clients, so they came in and made the repair in a bedroom. It kind of had fallen down or something like that. You know, it settled over the last 40 years. Made it perfectly level, smooth. And then we put carpet over it, and it was great.
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew
no,
anything.
No, I mean, it was repaired. You know, it's like fixing a light bulb. You don't disclose all that either. So then the laundry room was the same way. And so we weren't going to do the laundry room because it's a laundry furnace room and all that. It's just like, heck with it. Well, then the seller, he's such a good guy. He says, I can't do it.
It's got to be right.
I can't sell a house like this. It's got to be repaired. So in that case, we didn't cover it with anything. We just made the repair. And I looked at that, and that's like a brand new floor. It just looks so darn good. So then I go on your website, and it's like, wow, these guys are legitimate. I mean, they do the real stuff. Tell us a little bit about your company and how you got started and what your the process, and explain to people what it is that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. No, appreciate you guys having me. So I've been in the industry for about 13 years.
Okay.
Started right basically when I got out of high school, was working a part-time job at a pizza place. I went to college for a semester and realized that is not
your deal.
Not for me.
Love that.
Knew I wanted to get in the trades because I grew up doing it, working with my uncles and my dad.
Okay.
You know, it was involuntary mm-hmm. work, I guess.
Involuntary servitude.
Yeah. I was woken up and said, hey, we're going here and we're re-roofing a house. And I was like, oh, okay. Don't think I have a say in the matter. but ended up getting into the industry, learning about it. And really what it is it's interior floor leveling. So it's a cementitious product. So it's a lot like concrete, but it's poured out at a very thin material. So it comes out looking like a milkshake or tomato soup. It's just very watery.
Self-leveling?
It is to an extent. I mean, okay. They like to sell it like it's self-leveling,
yeah, but it's
a lot
not.
More than it is.
It really is, right?
But there's some labor involved.
I feel like you lied to
me. Yeah, I mean, they do a great job of marketing that you can just dump it out on the floor and it's going to magically go where it needs to go. But mm-hmm. for the most part, if you get it, you know, close to where it needs to go, it'll take care of the rest. But for me, it was just a very satisfying procedure because I have a hair of OCD, I would mm-hmm. say. Yeah. So when we come into these floors, like you were saying, these floors that have sunk or settled or even correct. Were just poured, you know, a lot of it's, you know, Minneapolis and St. Paul basements mm-hmm. where they wanted that floor, that concrete floor to slope to a drain.
Okay. You know,
if they had moisture come in, they mm-hmm. wanted all that water to go to the drain and get out of the house. Well, a lot of the folks now are either having bigger families or they want to make that basement a usable space. And if you don't do any sort of leveling or correction of that floor, you're stuck with carpet.
Mm-hmm.
While I have nothing against carpet, especially if you have young children mm-hmm. and want to crawl around on the floor with them, LVP and LVT, you know, these laminates are getting very popular. And
yep.
and it's an upgrade on a flooring, but there's some work that has to go into it. So that's how I got into it was I learned it. I found out this is what the floor looked like before. This is what it looks like after. And I was like, this is kind of cool. Worked at a company for about 8 years, and six years ago, me and my business partner branched out and started this one, and it's been slowly getting busier and busier, and this year it's trending to be one of the best we've ever
had. So do you just do floors like that, or do you have concrete, normal concrete work that you do as well? Is it both, or?
Nope, just the underlayment. So
really?
We can do it over plywood, concrete, Doesn't matter which one. You know, plywood's a little bit different just because of the prep
work. So, interesting. Couple things. Cementitious. I've never heard that word in my life. Did you make that up, or is that an actual word?
It is a word in our industry, at least. I know that.
What's it mean? Because I'm
basically cement-like. Cement-based. Yeah. So Portland-based or calcium aluminum-based. I think they just combined it and said, you know what?
You need to trademark that deal.
Yeah.
Sounds very fancy.
Yes. I'm going to try and use that in a sentence later today.
But you mentioned plywood. So like maybe upstairs in a bathroom where you're going to first do an underlayment for some sort of flooring, it could apply to that application.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can use it even if you have a level floor, you know, in the industry that – tile needs a concrete base.
A cementitious base.
To adhere to.
Can you spell cementitious?
Okay, no, so let's just talk about the adhesion a little bit, because I'm curious, because some of it gets, when you are pouring like that on a floor, for example, that slopes, how thin can it get before it starts like popping and cracking where it gets, you know, so super, you know, you're at a...
And it's going on top, right? Like, yeah, it goes correct. On top. Like, you're not taking concrete up.
Nope.
No. Okay. So how does it adhere?
And you don't put holes in and pump it up that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Nope. Right? You're just
it's
throwing
right on
stuff
top.
Down?
Yep. Yep. So really it comes down to a couple things. One is a clean surface. You know, clean concrete and clean plywood are always the best to bond to just because
do diamond grind the concrete first or?
Yep. So if there's any adhesives, if there's any contaminants on the floor, depending on what application we're going with, because with the products, there's a lot of different variables that go into, you know, a certain product has to be poured at this certain depth, or it has to be over a clean surface. So if there's contaminants and we're using I guess I would call it a lower grade product, it's more of an economical product, then the floor has to be completely clean.
Mm-hmm. Like carpet glues, tack strip tapes.
Exactly.
Like
yep. Yeah. A lot of people painted their floors, you know, at some point. I have it in my basement. If that paint is down really well and it's stuck over the years, then great, we can go over it. We will switch to a different product that has a low shrink, low pull, which is what we used at Dan's place.
Okay.
And really that all that means is that it has more gypsum in it than concrete. And the gypsum gives it a property that it cures a little slower, but it doesn't shrink as much. And when it shrinks, you know, when a product shrinks just like concrete does, it wants to pull away from the floor.
Okay.
So really it just uses a different chemical base and allows it to lay there essentially. But
so does it actually adhere to the surface or?
It does. Yeah. So we use a primer and the primer does a few different things. It stops the product from curing too quickly because just like concrete, the slower it cures, the harder it's going to get. And then it's also a bonding agent. So When you have a clean floor, you want it to get into those pores and you want it to bond, you know, a 16th of an inch into the concrete. If you have a contaminated floor, whether it's paint or glues or things like that, then we use a different primer, and that primer actually gives it a profile and allows it to give it more surface area bond to. Huh. Yep.
What's the thinnest that you can put it on?
An eighth inch over concrete and a quarter inch over plywood.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very thin.
And how does that work with flexibility then? Because especially if you're going over plywood, like in an
upper level bathroom, there's going to be
where you've got
play.
Some bounce, you know, maybe in there. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, so there's two different routes. There's one is a metal mesh or a metal lath. You know, it's a lot like chicken wire, but a lot closer knit. That gives it the mechanical bond. So basically that gets stapled down to the floor and then it allows that movement and it basically just disperses it. So as you have movement, you know, if you step someplace and it has bones here, it just disperses it across the floor you know, to make it move. The other one is a fiber reinforcement. So they make a lot of the same products, but they add fibers to it. And that does the same thing. It's just, it acts as the mesh, but as you pour it out, it's already in there.
And distributing force then across
so
the area.
Exactly. He was asking about how thin it can go. What about, I mean, have you seen some stuff that's pretty bad, like that you're just like, holy crap, we got to, you know, because the slope's really bad, you're trying to level out?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, we can.
So how thick can it go?
I was going to say.
Can you fill a hole?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the products have a recommendation on how thin or how thick you can pour in one lift. But you can do multiple lifts on top of it. So we've poured, you know, up to 4 or 5 inches deep. We just have to do it about 2 inches at a time. So we'll fill in a low area up to the 2 inches. And then it's next day that you can be on it. So it's walkable in about 4 or 5 hours. You're going to, it's going to come out looking like soup and water. and then it starts to cure. It heats up and it flashes off and it's ready to go. And then the next day we can do another layer on it. So
okay,
cool.
So 4 to 5 inches is probably the max depth you can go on a slope.
Yeah,
that you can fill.
Yep.
And then how? Well, we're about out of
we'll
time
back
here, so
we'll be right back after the messages. This is our Your Real Estate Chalk Talk with the Hittner Group. HittnerGroup.com, HittnerGroup.com, 612-627-8000. That's 612-627-8000.
Contact info.
We'll be right back. Contact information, poorperfectllc.com. We'll be right back with Andrew after these messages.